Checkbox. Well, hello there once again. Matt Volbrick coming at you with another podcast, and this is part number two of a several-part series on the iPad. Hope you enjoyed the first one, and I know it was a very, very quick kind of whirlwind tour, and it was a lot of information, but if you have an iPad or if you have an Apple Store near you, then hopefully you've had a chance, or maybe a friend or family member with an iPad, then you got a chance to play a little bit yourself with this and to see how awesome and exciting it really is, and just how accessible it really is. Because if you look at the other devices that are out there, there's just nothing mainstream that is quite so accessible, with quite so many features at quite a good price. At such a good price, rather. This is incredible. Apple has kind of revolutionized the industry on so many levels at so many different times, especially in the past few years. And for one thing, in just the way everybody does things, the way they listen to music, the way they do all these things, but you look at specifically the accessibility, the blindness community, and they've changed that too. They've said, you know, there's nothing completely inaccessible. No reason somebody without sight can't operate a touchscreen. No reason with somebody without sight cannot trim video, you know, and so forth. So it's so exciting to me. And, of course, the e-books that are available, iBooks, and a whole lot more. So in this podcast, what I'm going to demonstrate for you is the two apps that are probably most prominently missing from the iPad, although there are others. Weather and Stocks would be the others that you might know from the iPod Touch or the iPhone. And of course, there is a Compass, but that really isn't so much needed here either, because that is, you know, not as practical probably, although there may have been some uses. But you can get other weather apps. I'm still searching for a really good one. I've tried one that I'm still playing with, and I may try others, and I'll certainly keep you posted on that as we do future podcasts here. What's the other one I said? Oh, the Stocks. I mean, there's plenty of other ways of doing that, using the web browser, Safari, and maybe even some other apps and so forth, news apps, all of that sort of thing. So that's not such a big deal. But the calculator and the voice memos, and I did look, they are not Apple, but they do function very much like the Apple ones that were native to the iPod Touch and iPhone. I'm holding my iPad in my favorite position, which is a landscape with the home button on the left-hand side. Incidentally, I wasn't so much, I always, with the iPod and iPhone, I did a portrait most often. For this thing, it just feels good this way. So let's unlock it with my sleep-wake switch.
11:37.
Go over to the unlock button.
Unlock button.
Remember,
double tap to unlock.
You also have a picture frame.
Picture frame button. Displays photos while locked. Pick unlock button. People. Double tap to open.
I'm on not page one. Let me see what page I'm on.
Doc. iPod. Page 5 of 6.
Okay, I'm actually on page 5 of 6, and I don't think that the calculator or the voice memos.
Thomas. Sound touch. Sound hound. Shop lucky. Search it. Scrabble.
No. Okay, let's go back. I think page 2 or 3.
Doc. I photo. May Safari. May page setting. Page 1 of 6. Page 1 of 6.
I don't think.
Fifth grader 2010.
Two. Let's just
double tap to open. Adventure.
Double are you tap smarter open. Than a fifth grader? The game. I don't think that one's really accessible, if I recall. But adventure is a game, I believe, for our son. Yes, it is.
Around me. Double tap to
open. Around me, that's pretty accessible. You don't really need it so much with the Maps app, although it does give you some extra features that the Maps doesn't. It gives you, you know, category selection, so you don't have to type, you know, restaurants in Harrisburg. You can just choose restaurants, choose hospitals, choose airports, choose gas, all kinds of stuff. So it is nice. I like it. It's a good app.
Art Studio.
I haven't even looked at that. My guess would be that it's not accessible, but it's an art program. If you got some sighted friends or family who have an iPad, they may enjoy that.
Assistant.
That's an accounting assistant.
AutoZip. Double tap to open.
Area codes and zip codes. It is accessible, and we'll demonstrate some of these periodically throughout the podcasts. Perhaps not in this one necessarily, but we will.
Baby Go.
That actually is accessible, but it's a little kid's game for our son. He likes it.
Band.
Band is not accessible, but it's a kind of just what the name says, and it was iPhone designed. I would assume it works well in the iPad as well.
Barcodescan.
The barcode scanner. I do have the Pro version, so that on the iPhone you can actually use the camera to scan UPC codes. iPod Touch and iPad would require you to enter them in, and then you can get coupons and other information about the product. That is accessible.
Bible.
A Bible program, it's accessible.
Brain Challenge 2.
Brain Challenge.
Double tap to open.
I don't know that that one's accessible.
Brushes.
I have the brushes for iPad edition too. That's the painting program.
Boss.
Wheels on the Bus.
Double tap, Carpenter.
Again, a lot of double children's games on here, too. The iHandy Carpenter, which has a ruler, a level, several other tools in it.
Cash Cab.
Cash Cab, double the game.
CNN.
CNN news open. And information.
Convert.
This double is a unit converter, inches to centimeters and so on.
Cookie Doodle.
Oh, that's a game.
Double Cupcakes.
That's another game.
Page 2 of 6.
Allows you to make cupcakes. And I went through all these, and that what I'm looking for is not on this page either, but that's okay. We'll go to the page next page. You're getting a
Etch-a-thin.
Feel for some of the ones that I have. Here's a Twitter app.
Elvis.
And that's an Elvis app.
Epicurious.
Here's the Epicurious Recipes app. It is accessible.
Expedia. Double tap to open.
I believe that one's accessible if my memory serves. I haven't looked at it recently.
Fandango.
That's the movies and theater and tickets app, and it is fully accessible.
First Aid WK.
First Aid White Cross.
Flashlight.
Double tap to open. Nice to have.
Fluent News.
It's accessible. It gives you lots of news sources.
Gallery.
It's the MobileMe gallery. If you've got other people that share photos through MobileMe or you want to do it, it's accessible.
Gel Doodle.
Glow Painter.
Google Earth. Gray's Trivia.
Gray's Anatomy.
Grocery Gadget.
It is fully accessible, and it is perhaps the best grocery list app that I have seen. I talked about it on, I think, a previous podcast on one of the websites and perhaps made reference to it. It is really powerful. And especially great if you have multiple iPhones, because you can use a Grocery Gadget feature that's free that's similar to MobileMe that lets you sync grocery list items with multiple devices. So if your family member's at the store and you all of a sudden remember, oh, we need bread and I don't think that's on the list, you can look, and if it's not on the list, you can add it on your end and it instantly appears on their end, assuming they're in a, you know, an area where there's coverage, which is 97% of the U.S., so it's not a big deal. It will work over Wi-Fi too, but how many grocery stores have Wi-Fi? Maybe they do, I don't know. The features also include reusable shopping lists, multiple lists, the learning of your grocery store, so it learns the layout, a shop mode and a prepare mode. It's a great app.
Howcast,
how-to videos, that's accessible.
iBooks,
of course, we played with it very briefly. Great app.
Voice Memos.
Here's our Voice Memos app. All right, let's open that up.
Voice Memos.
Now, if you look what we have.
Voice Memos. 12:36 a.m. 2010-0404.
That was Sunday morning. I got this Saturday. I'd playing with it kind of late into the night. And Sunday morning at about midnight, I downloaded this and tried it. So that was my memo from there.
More info. Button.
I can get more info on that memo.
0:00.
That's the current time elapsed.
0%. Dimp. 0:00. Email. Dimp. Button.
If you selected that memo, you could email it.
Delete. Dimp.
You could button. Delete it.
Voice activated Maps new free app.
Oh, apparently there's an in-app purchase available for a voice activated Maps. All right.
00. Stop. Dimp. 00. Stop.
Now I gotta find my
record button.
There's the record button. We're gonna double tap it.
Record. Pause. Selected. Button.
Hi, everyone. We're doing a podcast right now on the iPad, and I'm demonstrating the Voice Memos app. I'm now going to pause.
Record.
So this is a little bit more feature-rich than the iPod and iPhone ones, because you can, I don't think you can do that on those devices. Maybe I'm wrong, but here you can pause and then resume recording.
Pause. Select.
Now I'm continuing the recording, and I'm going to stop.
00. Stop. Button.
It tells me that it's
00. 20.
20 seconds long.
Stop.
Oh, it counts it 00, for me. Watch.
23. 88.
Now it didn't, but okay.
Stop. Button.
Oh, it wasn't. It was like the tenths of a second, I guess.
Stop. Dimp.
Or the hundredths. Okay. We have a new voice memo.
00. Record. That's by Edmont. Voice activated Maps new free app. That's by Edmont.
Oh, this is using AdMob as its in-app
Voice, delete, dim, email, 0%, 0, 0, 0, more info, 12:36 a.m., more info, 11:43 p.m., 2010-04-05.
Double tap it.
Record. 11:43 p.m., 2010-04-05. Selected.
Podcast right now on the iPad, and I'm demonstrating the Voice Memos app. I'm now going to pause.
Pause. Selected.
Now I'm continuing the recording, and I'm going to stop.
00. Stop.
Button. It tells me that it's
00. 20.
20 seconds 21. Long.
Stop.
Oh, it counts it 00, for me. Watch.
23. 88.
Now it didn't, but okay.
Stop. Button.
Oh, it wasn't. It was like the tenths of a second, I guess.
Okay. And this, there is unlimited recording time here, so you can record anything you want for as long as you want, through the built-in microphone in the iPad, as I just did, or through the earbuds with microphone that Apple offers, or any other external microphone. Now, if you look...
More in 12, more, 0 for 0, email, button, delete, button.
Those buttons are no longer dimmed. I could email this, I could delete it, whatever I want, or I can press the home button.
Home. Voice memos.
And I'm back to my page. Now let's go to the next page.
Playground.
Oh, we got an Elmo's Playground, Sesame Street, and then Elmo's Monster Maker.
Shazam.
Shazam, the music app.
Page 3 of 6.
We're going to page 4.
iChalkboard.
That was, like I said, some Sesame Street. Okay, iChalkboard, that is a fun little app, and you can actually write with that. Not really what you'd exactly consider accessible, but...
iDisk.
iDisk, the mobile me iDisk, fully accessible.
iGlowstick.
iGlowstick.
iLava.
iLava, a lava lamp.
iSoda.
Just kind of fun. You can hear the sound of it.
Double tap.
Watch.
Portrait. iLava.
If I look at the bottom right, I may have a...
Full screen mode.
Yeah.
Switch to full screen mode. Button. Switch to normal mode.
And it should remember that now. I can shake the iPad. You can hear the sound change, and I'm sure it's very beautiful and very colorful if you can see it, too.
Landscape.
Okay. Where are we?
iSoda. iLava. iSoda.
iSoda. That's another, just a fun little novelty game.
Jigsaw Touch.
Jigsaw Puzzle.
Keynote.
Keynote, the presentation app that we're going to get to in a future podcast.
Let's Color.
Let's Color is a Curious George coloring book.
Mac Gourmet.
Mac Gourmet is another on a recipe program that's the counterpart to the Mac Gourmet desktop version. It is accessible in both cases.
Moby Cons.
The coupons program.
More Pizza.
More Pizza, that's another novelty game.
My Mirror.
My Mirror, that's an actual mirror.
Numbers.
Numbers, which again we're going to demonstrate later.
Pages.
Pages, which we will go into more detail about, but we already have demonstrated.
Wikipedia.
That is a Wikipedia app, and it is accessible.
Magic Piano.
That's the piano one I think I had mentioned. Maybe I didn't mention.
Dictionary.
Dictionary.
Double tap to
That's accessible. Let's take a look at that just for the fun of it here.
Dictionary. Button.
Now, there's a thesaurus in this, too, but let's go to the right.
Text field. Double tap to edit. In text field. Text field is editing.
And I'm just going to look up a word. Let's just type the word gumdrop, just for the sake of an unusual word to type.
Keyboard. F. Whoop. G. J. U. U. M. M. R. Romeo. D. Delta.
It tells you the phonetic, too, as you
D.
can see.
R. O. O. P. P.
Where the semicolon normally is?
Search.
Is. Search button. And let's
button.
See what it says if we flick.
Gumdrop. Close underscore BTN. Var. Mobile. Gumdrop. Link. Image. Left bracket. Gum. Drop. Hyphen. Noun. 1. A small candy made of gum arabic, gelatin, or the like, sweetened and flavored. Origin. 1855-60.
And if you keep going...
Aimer. Semicolon. Gum. Link. 1. Plus sign. Draw. Link. Draw. Draw.
Rather, if you look at the...
Dictionary. Selected. Button.
Bottom.
Thesaurus. Recent. But word of the day. Button. Word of the day.
You have those
button.
Four choices. Dictionary, thesaurus, recent, and word of the day. So that's a nice app. Very home. Accessible.
Dictionary.
Okay.
Sudoku tablet.
A Sudoku game for my wife who loves Sudoku.
Calculator. Double tap
and
to open.
There's
page 4 of 6.
The last calculator. Thing on that page, and I want to open it.
Double
the calculator.
Tap to open.
Now, remember, on all these pages, calculator, the dock is available with Mail, Safari, and Photos, and iPod. Or rather, Safari, Mail, Photos, and iPod. Now, we are in the calculator. It is set up with a keypad.
Num2, button. Num1,
very
button.
Similar Num2, to what it button. Would be on any button. Calculator. To the right of the 3 is
return.
The button. Return key.
Num3, button.
To the right of the 6,
Num6
would be
button.
The
plus.
Plus. To the right of the
Num9,
9
button.
Is
minus.
The button. Minus. Above the
Num7,
7
button.
Is
all clear button.
The all clear button.
Neg button.
Then
div button.
The divided
Mul,
by button. And then the multiplied by.
Num7 button.
Where did I say that that was? Oh.
Minus.
That would be, okay.
Num 9.
Button. Above the 9
div
is button. The divided by.
Null,
to its right is the multiply. Now, probably below the 2 is the decimal.
Num 3.
I would
button.
Imagine.
Dot. Button. Num 3. Dot.
It's actually
button.
Below the 3.
Num 0. Button.
0 is below 2.
Return. Button.
And.
Num 3. Button. Num 2. Num. Plot. Num 6.
Appears
button.
To be it. I don't
num,
think
num
I've
two,
missed
num three,
anything.
Return. Num 0.
Is there
but,
a.
Dot.
I don't
button,
know if there's a.
Dot. Button.
Percent or anything on this.
0. Zero.
I don't
neg button.
Really see. Oh, that's a negative. That neg. I guess that's it. It's a very simple calculator, but no big deal. I mean, it does the job. Where's the equals? I guess you hit return. So the results, I can tell you.
Dot button num zero return num three num two num one plus but num six.
Where
num,
are the results?
Cap,
I want to say
num eight, num four minus num capital num eight
that,
num set mul button div. Neg, all clear, memory recall, button, memory minus, memory plus, memory clear, zero, zero.
That's your result, pain. These are...
Memory, all clear, neg,
I'm guessing...
Num 7,
num,
button, all clear,
all clear
button,
is to the...
Memory recall,
okay.
Button, all clear, neg, button,
yeah.
Div, but neg, all, memory clear.
The whole
button,
row...
Zero, zero.
Above the 7, 8, and 9 is covered. It goes further to the left, if I'm imagining correctly. So, let's just enter, like, 5 plus 5.
Num 5, button, num 5.
And I think that the plus we said was to the right of the 6. No, to the right of the 3.
Return, button.
Right. No, it was to the right of the
plus,
6.
Button.
Okay.
Plus, selected.
5 plus...
Num 3,
3.
Button. Num 3.
Return.
Return, button, return.
And let's look at the left-hand side.
Dot, button.
And let's see if I can hit one on the money without having to flick, just out of curiosity. More of a challenge for myself.
Clear. Button.
I'm new at this still for that.
Capital
I didn't
M.
quite get it. But
Mike. Memory. 8. 8.
There's the result. You heard it.
Dot. Button.
Now, to do the clear.
Capital. Return. Num 3. Num 2. Num 6. Num 5.
We go to the clear
button.
Button.
Dip.
And
capital,
we...
Net, delta. Memory recall. Memory minus. Memory plus. Memory clear. 8.
There's
eight.
Our result.
8.
8 right there. You could
save
this in
memory,
the memory.
Memory clear.
We're
going to
hit
button.
Clear.
All clear.
Now there's an all clear button.
All clear.
Okay. That was a very, very basic demonstration of the calculator.
Home. Portrait flipped.
Oops, I just flipped it around a little.
Landscape.
There we go.
Home button to the left.
I don't have the orientation locked right now. I'd now like to show you what it's like.
Calendar. Double tap to open.
To look in the App Store.
Page 1 of 6. Settings. App Store. 2 new
items. Oh, and it said there's 2 new items, and I interrupted
App Store,
it.
Loading.
What that means is that there's 2 updates
search.
To apps that
search
I already
field.
Have. Right
double
now,
tap to edit.
I'm at a search field, which is in the upper left-hand corner of the screen, the way I'm holding it, and I could double tap to edit, clear text, use my keyboard, and so on. But in the bottom, on the right, are...
Featured. Button. Top charts. Button. Categories. Button. Updates. 3 items. Button.
And that's
update,
it.
Cap, top feature.
I'm wondering
button.
Which one's
iTunes Store
selected
feature,
already.
Button. Top charts. Button. Categories.
I guess none of them.
Button.
Because it's
updates,
just considered.
3 items. Button.
On the right. On the left I have, you know, that search field.
Updates,
I've chosen
updates. Heading.
Let's see what's available.
Update all. Button. Flashlight. Exact Magic. Version 3, 0, 0, star new 3, 0, 0, star now. Your iPod music keeps on playing while you light your way. Stars, with black and white backgrounds. This update is free to all users. Want us to keep the free updates coming? 5-star ratings and nice comments allow us to keep providing our existing users with new features. Did you know you can rate us again for each version? April 5th, 2010. Free, button. Weather HD, Vimov, LLC, and version 1, yeah. 0, 1, fixed a bug where some cities did not appear in the search results list, April 5th, 2010.
Okay, two updates, I'm going to go over to the left.
Update all, button, update, alert, iTunes password.
Got to enter my password quickly, and
keyboard.
After I do,
Sierra.
What's going to happen is that it's actually going to enter the
S Sierra.
It's going to download the apps for me automatically.
Shift. High keyboard. High keyboard. High keyboard. Okay. Button. Etchafin. Double tap to open.
If I look.
Elvis. Epicure. XP. Fandang. First aid. Flashlight. Loading. 28%. Double tap to open.
It's loading the update.
Flashlight. Installing. 75%. Double tap to open. Etchafin. Double tap to open.
We'll wait a few seconds for it to update the weather one, and then we'll start back in the App Store again. If I wanted to, I could go to that page to see its progress, just like I did with the flashlight. But I know that it's not going to take much longer because they never do. We have a good internet connection, and besides that, I don't think some apps obviously are bigger than others. The Weather HD might take a little bit longer, but I'll check it here. What page was it on? Pretty far in, 5 or 6.
Shazam. Capital F, capital S, capital F, Monster Maker, Cap Shazam, page 3 of 6, page 3 of 6, my chalkboard, doc, Safari, Sudoku, dictionary, calculator, page 4 of 6,
I'd say,
page 4 of 6, people,
is it on?
Double tap to open, people, people, Pocket Cast, print and share, quick tip, quiz, Scrabble, Scrabble, search it, Shot Lucky, SoundHound, SoundTouch, Thomas, page 5 of 6, page 5 of 6, Time Mobile, Travelocity, Trivia Master, Twilight, Urban Spoon, UYH Gold, Voice Band, Wolfram Alpha, Big Oven Pro, Weather HD, loading, 46%. Double tap to open.
There it is. By the way, on page 5, you heard some apps there. People Magazine app, Accessible. What else was there? A quiz game, Scrabble, an iPad edition of Scrabble. There was Quick Tip Calculator. And I forget some of the other ones now that I just heard. A Twilight Trivia Game, a Thomas Puzzle. Then we have Big Oven Pro, which is another recipes and shopping list program designed specifically for the iPad. We have, that's done
time
now.
Time Mobile.
That's Time Mobile.
Trivia Master, Twilight, Urban Spoon, UYH.
Urban Spoon's a restaurant finder. Use your handwriting, UYH.
Voice Band, Wolfram Alpha.
That's Wolfram Alpha. That's a question and answer kind of thing. You can ask it questions.
Big Oven Pro. Weather HD.
Weather.
World Atlas. USA Today.
USA Today.
Ultimate.
Double tap to open. Facebook app.
Editor's Choice.
Editor's Choice is New York Times.
Flight CTRL HD.
That's a flight controller.
Page 6 of 6.
And that's it. So, back to the App Store.
App Store. App Store. Loading. Updates. Heading.
On the left, we have our
empty, capital E-M, M, iPad mic.
Well,
empty list. All apps are up to date. Featured. Button. Top charts.
We got to go into one of these other modes, like top charts.
Top charts. Select.
Now.
iTunes Store Terms and Conditions. Link. iTunes Store Terms. Search. Search field.
Here's our search field.
Double tap to edit.
We can search for something specific. Type it in there, and then we'll have search results on the right. Or we can go into
updates, but categories, category, top charts, selected, top charts, selected,
which is what we're in now.
Top paid iPad apps, pages, link, it one, pages, link, installed, button, productivity, link, released April 1st, 4 stars, Goodreader for iPad, link, image, 2, Goodreader for iPad, link, $0.99, Productivity. Released April 4th. 4.5 stock numbers. Free. Released April 3.5. Keynote. Link. 4.
Some of these are installed.
Productivity. Released April 3.5 stock. Real Racing HD. Link.
Real Racing.
5.9. Game. Released March 4.5 stars. Sketchbook Pro. Link. Image.
Sketchbook Pro. I've been hearing a lot about that.
$6.79. Entertainment. Released April 1st. 4.5. Scrabble 4 iPad.
Have 7. It.
Installed. Game. Released April 4 stars. Star Walk 4 iPad Interactive Astronomy Guide. Link. Image. 8. $4.99. Education. Released April 4.5 stars. World Atlas HD. Link.
Have it.
9. Install. Reference. Released April 2.5 stars. Flight Control HD.
Have it.
10. Install. Games. Link. Released March 4.5 stars. Indicates an app designed for both iPhone and iPad. Top free iPad apps. Head. iBooks. Link. Edit. 1 iBook. Install. Button. Link.
Have it.
Books. Released April 4 stars. ABC Player. Link. Image.
ABC Player.
2. Free. Button. Entertainment. Released April 1st. 3.5 star. Netflix. Link.
Netflix.
Image.
ABC Player. There is,
Released date. Entertainment.
Possibly.
Link. Free. Button. Link. 2.
A good
ABC
benefit
player.
To this.
Link.
I'm going to.
ABC Player. Link. Image. ABC Player.
Look at
Link.
The description
image.
Of it.
Top charts. Back button.
And by the way, you can always use 3 fingers to scroll up and down more quickly.
Screenshot 1. Image.
I'm going to use 1 finger to go up by heading. Let me see if I'm on headings with my rotor gesture.
Links. Headings.
Yes.
Updated April 4th. What's new in version 1? Description. Heading level 4.
Now to the right.
Introducing the ABC Player for iPad. One more way to watch your favorite ABC shows anywhere, anytime. Watch your most loved ABC shows for free on the ABC.com. Full episode player for the iPad. Watch full-length episodes of Lost, Grey's Anatomy, Modern Family, Desperate Housewives, and more.
You know what? We'll get this thing, and it's free. Let's go back.
More. 1-5 of 32. Oh, please make this for the iPhone. I always watch shows from ABC. Page 2 of 4. Page 1 of 4. Buy Scoverge. 5. Make. Streaming quality is great and. Buy Veach. 4. Initial. Buy. Free.
Okay.
What's new? Descript. ABC Digital. Heading level. Report. Telefra. App support. Developer. What requires. Compatible with. Requires iPhone OS 3.2 or later. Requirement. Infrequent. Requirements.
Looking around here.
Infrequent.
Okay.
Infrequent.
What are we seeing here?
Rated 12 plus for the copier ABC seller. English language 1.51. Current first April 4. Updated. Entertainment category free button.
I can actually buy it right there or download it right there.
ABC player. ABC player image.
And I can also
more top charts back button.
Go back.
ABC player heading. ABC player image more 1-5 iPad top charts.
And I can
categories,
still get it here.
But 4 stars. USA Today 4 iPad. Link.
Whoop.
Image. Forced. Released April 3rd. Entertainment.
It.
Free. Free. Netflix. Free.
ABC
entertainment,
Player.
Free.
Here it is.
2. ABC Player.
If
link,
I
image.
Had to pay for this, it would ask me for a password after I say that I want to buy it.
Free. Button.
In this
link.
Case, since it's free, I don't have to get a... I don't think I'll have to enter the password.
Free. Button. Link.
Free is where you... Wherever it says the price, that's what you tap on to buy it, or... In this case, free, you tap it to install it. Double tap.
Install app. Button.
You have install app.
2. ABC. Install app. Entertainment. Install app. Button.
There
link.
Is.
Install app. Home.
You're taken back to the
double
home
tap
screen.
To ABC
on the
player.
Page it's going to be on.
0%.
Let's wait and
double tap to open.
Track its progress. Must
my
be talk. Done already.
Doc. iPod. ABC Player. Double tap to open.
I wonder if it's accessible.
Portrait. ABC Player. Jamie Oliver's Food Revolution. Watch the latest episode. Button. Friday's 9 Vertical. Grey's Anatomy. Watch the late. Grey's Anatomy. Watch the latest episode. Button. 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 Staff picks. Button. Most recent. Most popular. Page 3 of 8. Thursday's 9. Flash forward. Watch the latest episode. Thursday's 8 Vertical
it's
Line 7. Page 4 of 8. Modern Family.
Changing.
Page one of watch Wednesday's 9 modern watch when page most read staff button ugly Betty.
I wanted Grey's Anatomy. I wonder if you can, you know, when
Dancing with the Stars. Info button me button Jamie Oliver's Food Revolution.
All right, we're just gonna get to it next time. I'll play with it more later. I think.
Grey's Anatomy. Watch the latest episode. Thursday's not watch the Thursdays 9 vertical line C.
The following episode is presented with limited commercials.
Straightening
and bleaching
and dyeing
and curling,
crimping and cutting.
But it starts out with a commercial, isn't that funny? But boy, if that wasn't easy. I don't know if there's a way you can stop it from automatically scrolling. There were options at the bottom. I need to look at it a little bit more. But you know what? So what? And if you want to watch Grey's Anatomy or Desperate Housewives or Modern Family or any of these other ones, all you need to do is wait till it comes around again, because that was pretty easy. And I hit tap the button, double tap to say start watching the thing, and it's gonna. We just want to wait to actually see part of the show before I can tell you for 100% certain.
Psychologists believe that every aspect of our lives, all our thought processes and behavior patterns, are the direct result of our relationship to our parents.
Well, you're looking all thoughtful.
There's Meredith Grey.
I was just thinking how pretty you are.
And there's Meredith Shepherd now, and her husband. So it's working.
Children.
Now, it looks as though I have my typical video player. They use the API, which is wonderful. Because
capital V, video, capital V,
every relationship we have is really just another version of that first relationship.
Feature, ABC's Grey's Anatomy, feature, back button.
Oh, go back. Okay.
Back button.
Perfect.
Private practice.
Private practice, too. Lots of good ones. Okay. Home button.
Home. ABC player. Double tap to open.
I'm glad I got that. That's a good app. And it was free nonetheless. Jeez. Okay. I think I will... I think I'll demonstrate a... I don't really need to demonstrate all of these stores, because the iBooks store works just like the... App Store, and really so does the iTunes Store. You can tap on the book in the iBook Store to learn more about it. There's an option once you do to, say, read a sample of it, get a sample. But you don't even have to do that. You can, just from the main screen, if you know for sure that it's a book you want, you can just hit the price, double tap the price, and then say, buy book, and it will automatically download to your bookshelf immediately. In the iTunes Store, you can double-tap the name of the song for a preview of it, and double-tap the movie to get more information, watch a trailer, and so on. And again, double-tap the price to buy it. You can buy albums that way. You can rent movies on here, and they are available in HD. Not that necessarily that would matter to somebody who can't see, but if you're watching with family or friends, that's a great added benefit, because... HD, of course, is amazing picture quality, and you know, I would, from everything that I've heard from everybody, it's amazing, the visuals on this thing too. I wanted to point out earlier, I had been talking about the iDisc app, and it made me think of something that I wanted to tell you that's not directly related to the iDisc app per se, but I just wanted to mention in the email program. There's incredible, well, really on the iPad in general, there's incredible file type support. So if you receive an email from someone that has a PDF, a Word document, a Pages document, a photo in JPEG, an MP3, RTF, TXT, any of that stuff, you're going to be able to open it right on the iPad, save it, and view it right then and there. Or it'll go to the appropriate app, like in the... In the case of the Photos app, you can, if somebody sends you a picture, you can view it in the email, or you can tap on it and select, you know, to save it, and it will save into the Photos app, which, of course, a lot of this stuff, not everything here, because some of the features are unique to the iPad, but the majority of what I have shown you does apply to any of the other mobile devices that Apple sells, the iPod Touch and iPhone as well. So there's one more thing I'd like to show you in this podcast, and it is going to take just a minute, and it's the settings for the...
Landscape. Home button to the right.
I guess we could operate it this way. It's the settings.
Dock, iPod, foot makes it, page 4 of 6.
Oh, I gotta go back to...
Calendar, dock, iPod, Photo Mail Safari, page 1 of 6, settings. Double tap to... Settings.
Alright, again, you're going to have the list of settings and then the actual setting options themselves. Split screen on the iPad. Let's start looking.
Settings. General. Heading. Wi-Fi. Notification.
Wait.
Wi-Fi. To wire 434. Button.
That tells me what network I'm on and allows me to double tap that button to make setting changes. You don't have to go in there, by the way, though. If you buy an iPad or any of the other mobile devices and you have Wi-Fi, all you need to do is open an app that needs the internet. Safari, YouTube, any of that stuff, email, and it will instantly ask you to select the Wi-Fi network you want to join. And then if you have one that is secure, it'll ask you to enter the password. In the case of the, remembering, it automatically remembers your location. So that's really wonderful. And in the case of Wi-Fi and 3G devices like the iPhone 3GS or like the Wi-Fi plus 3G iPad that you couldn't possibly have yet because it's not available yet, I don't know that for a fact, but I'm assuming it will work the same way as the iPhone, which is really awesome, and that is you leave both enabled, 3G and Wi-Fi. You open an app, and if you are, for example, at home where you always want to connect with Wi-Fi, it does that because it remembers it, or somewhere else that you've already joined a network. But if you're out and about and you're in another location, if there's Wi-Fi available, it'll say select a Wi-Fi network. If you want to, you just pick that. If you don't, you just hit cancel and it immediately uses 3G. So it's very, very flexible. Now, anyways, back to the
portrait.
Back to the demonstration here. We did Wi-Fi.
General. Set Wi-Fi. Notifications. On. Button.
Okay. That's for your push notifications.
Brightness and wallpaper button.
Or it's just for other notifications in general, but brightness and wallpaper.
Picture frame button.
Picture frame, you can make settings there. I wonder what we could do there. Let's take a look at the rest of our settings first.
General, selected button.
And there's actually more subcategories under that one.
Mail, contacts, calendars button, Safari button, iPod button, video button, photos button, store button, apps heading.
Now we're out of the general category, we're into the apps settings that are specific to third-party apps, or even, I guess, Apple not pre-installed apps, too, probably.
Big Oven Pro, button, brushes, button, brushes, button, boss, button, CNN, dictionary, grocery G, iBooks, Keynote, Mac Gourmet, Moby, cons, numbers, pages, Pocket Cast, Shazam, button.
Oh, Pocket, that's a scientific calculator, by the way, and it is pretty accessible, from what I can tell.
SoundHound, button.
SoundHound is another music program. Lets you sing a song, too, and so forth.
Urban Spoon. Wikipedia. Button. Wall from Alpha. Button. About. Button.
And then...
Sounds.
Oh,
about,
now button. We're into the... Remember I said General was selected, but it has subcategories. We're actually into those now.
About. Button. Sounds. Button. Network. Button. Bluetooth. Off. Location services. Location services. Switch button. On. Auto lock. 5 minutes. But passcode lock. Off. Restrictions. Off. Button. Home. Button. Date and time. Button. Keyboard. Button. International. Button. Accessibility. Button. Battery percentage. Battery percentage. Switch button. On. Reset. Button. Reset.
And that's
button.
It. Now, any of these you can...
Landscape. Home button to the left.
Whoop. Any of these...
Settings. Heading. Busy. Landscape.
That you want
home to the left.
Garage band ready. Deck record.
You can go into, and what I, actually, I'm going to go into for a moment is the about one.
Brightness and wallpaper. Notification. Wi-Fi. General. Heading.
Oh, we got to go way down further.
International. Button. Keyboard.
Okay,
impact. Bat. Reset.
Oh, yeah. That's
back,
close. Okay.
Home.
We're
going
to go to
auto, locations,
about.
Locate. Bluetooth. Network. Sounds. About. Button. Valbrecht Family's iPad. Heading.
You can look up all of your information here.
Songs. 1,857. Videos. 50. Photos, 135. Applications, 87. Capacity, 59.2 GB. Available, 18.6 GB. Version, 3.2, 7B367. Model, MB294LL. Serial number, GBZ, Wi-Fi address, 7, Bluetooth, 7C, legal, button, regulatory, button, regulatory.
And that's it. So, over to the left.
Photos, button.
Are all of your
video, button.
Options again. And
Photo store, apps. Big up,
just as with before, you have this split screen idea. You can always go.
Yeah,
really, that's all you have to do. And
dictionary button.
You are
CNN.
Good to go.
Settings. You can heading. General back button.
The very first one, the general. You can go back.
Settings heading.
And there you go.
Home. Settings. Double tap to open.
So this concludes podcast number 2. Remember that if you want to get in touch with me, it's mjvolbrecht@embarkmail.com. I'll spell that for you. M as in Matthew, J, Volbrecht, V as in Victor, O-L-L, B as in Barbara, R-E-C-H-T as in Thomas, at embarkmail, embarkmail.com, mjvolbrecht@embarkmail.com. And what I'd like you to do is think of some questions you have about the iPad or Apple products in general, and email them to me, and I'll try to answer them in the next podcast. You can expect future podcasts very soon. We'll be talking more about the iWork apps and perhaps get into some more detailed demonstrations of some of the other features and some of the third-party apps that we mentioned to you today. Bye-bye, everybody. See you next time. Take care.